Srila Prabhupada put a lot of stress on cooperation. And whenever we have discussions on cooperation, there's always devotees that say, wait a minute, I shouldn't cooperate with something if it's wrong, even though Prabhupada wanted us to cooperate. And that's correct, and it's also incorrect. It's correct because if something is wrong and we don't do something to help the situation, then we're also an accomplice in it. At the same time, sometimes we cannot correct a situation unless we're cooperating with the people in the situation. So if we oppose them or we pull away and just become a critic, or we don't cooperate within the organization, and we kind of become a cog in the wheel of the machine. So the fact that Prabhupada stressed cooperation so much should at least make us understand that in as far as possible, even in situations in which we believe or it's obvious that something is wrong, the ability to be able to work with the people in a humble way, in a friendly way, in a kind way, in a nurturing way, in a cooperative way, to make the situation better is really what Prabhupada wanted. It doesn't mean he didn't want us to point out faults. But the culture in which we do it, that's the point. And sometimes people use this argument that I don't have to cooperate because something that's being done is not right. Okay. But you do have to cooperate to rectify the situation, because if you don't, often you'll be powerless to rectify the situation. You won't have a say. No one will listen to you because you become too critical or antagonistic. So simultaneously one and different. Cooperation, but not cooperating with something when something is wrong, but cooperating to keep the temple together, the organization together, to work from the inside to improve.